Have you ever felt like you're being held back because other people think you're not old enough? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When you want to serve in church or in your community in some way, do your parents or other adults tell you, "No, you have to wait until you're older"? Get knocked back on wanting to do something good can really hurt, and it makes you feel like there's no place for you. But that's not how God sees you. Let's get into it with today's devotion, Never Too Young by A.W. Smith. Do you ever feel too young to do anything important for Jesus? Sometimes when we hear stories of people traveling overseas as missionaries or becoming foster parents or starting a career they sensed God guiding them into, we can be left wondering, what about me? Though we may love Jesus and want to follow him with our lives, it can feel like all we're able to do during our teen years is wait and prepare to be an adult. But that's not how God sees us. Just look at the Bible. There are teenagers and even kids who served God. For example, in 2 Kings 5, we find an Israelite girl who was taken captive by raiders from Aram, and she became a servant to Naaman's wife. But when Naaman had leprosy, this girl said the prophet Elisha could cure him. Because of her compassion and her courage to speak up, Naaman journeyed to Israel, found Elisha, and was cleansed from the deadly skin disease. Then Naaman became a worshiper of the one true God. And in 1 Samuel 3, we see that Samuel was only a boy when he served the Lord by assisting Eli the priest. One night, when he was sleeping in the tabernacle, young Samuel heard God call to him. Samuel listened and shared the message God gave him. As he grew up, he continued to be attentive to how God was calling him to serve in his community. No matter how old we are, as Christians, we're a part of God's kingdom and family. Since we've put our trust in Jesus, we all have the same Holy Spirit. As 1 Peter 4:10 says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. The Holy Spirit equips us to share Jesus' love in our words and actions wherever we are. Maybe you could pray for a friend, encourage a church leader, rake a neighbor's leaves, help a sibling with something they're struggling with, or look for ways to help members of your community who are experiencing homelessness. All of these loving acts of service can reflect how Jesus first loved us, like 1 John 4:19 says. And none of them have to wait until you're older. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. What are some practical ways you could show Jesus' love to others by serving them? Consider taking a moment to pray and ask God to help you notice opportunities to serve the people in your community, church, or home, and write down anything that comes to mind. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Samuel 3:10, "And the Lord came and called as before, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel replied, 'Speak, your servant is listening.'" I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read 2 Kings 5, 1-5, 1 Corinthians 12:27, and Galatians 5, 13 and 14 to keep God's word alive in your life. Now, Unlocked is a free resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, but it's not actually free to make it. It costs over $500 per day to pay for the stories and printing, editing, and podcast hosting. All of that is supported by gifts from listeners and readers like yourself. So help us in supporting Unlocked when you make a donation at unlocked.org and tap donate. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How to get back on the right train when you're on the wrong track to nowhere. That'll make more sense tomorrow. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.